Blog Talk Radio.
We glorify you, Lord. We praise you. We glorify you. Thank you for being there for us when everybody else is gone, when those walk away from our side. God, thank you for it. You've been there all the way. We love you. We praise you, Jesus, for everything, God. We pray for forgiveness for every sin. Sin of omission. Sins of commission. We pray for forgiveness in the name of Jesus. God, thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost and for what you've done for us. Bless us today, Lord. Make a way out of no way, Lord. Bless your people everywhere. Thank you for this fast. And this fast this line is on. Amen. This makes the 61st day of our fast, God. And we're going on this 80-day fast. Thank you. Bless you, people. I don't really believe that if people would fast for you for 80 days, 61 days, that you would give us a stone when we ask for bread.
Yes,
I don't believe that you would give us no service. No.
No.
Please, hear our cry.
No.
God, we're going to have to thank you, Lord. Be some who don't know how to be still. And thank you, Lord, for it. Bless every person everywhere. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Bless them, Lord. Bless
them. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Realize.
Fighting every heavy load. In Jesus' name.
Help me.
Rebuke the adversary. I will rebuke any sickness. Oh, God, any tribulation that brings sickness.
Praise.
Touch your people everywhere.
Carry.
On those prisons.
Oh, thank you every time.
Down and out.
Look yes.
On look on those.
Make a way, Jesus.
Hurting in any way.
Away.
Look on those who need financial blessings. Shake the tree up in heaven. And give them a gracious chunk of your financial blessings. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, remember those who are under the bridges and those who are having to beg at corners. Remember those in the church house who don't,
yes.
Don't have sufficient food. And
my God, yeah.
Make it through the storm. Remember them. Oh. Remember those who have been there for you. Remember them, Lord, and give them blessings like they've never seen in 2016. Oh, God, thank you for what you've done. We praise you for a great day. Holy Ghost, we ask you to take over this time. And Holy Ghost, I pray that you work a mighty wonder in their souls. Give us miracles like we've never seen in 2000.
Good.
God, remember us.
Good for me.
Some spectacular, in a wonderful way, happened.
That's right.
That people may know that it pays to serve Jesus every step of the way. In the name of Jesus. Bless, touch, heal, deliver, set free. In the name of Jesus,
name
we pray.
Of Jesus.
For the glory of God, we ask it.
All right.
Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. I want to see how many of y'all are awake. Amen. Good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Give him some praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Keep it going, Evangelist Palmer.
Amen.
God bless. God bless. We're so thankful that we received that from our sister in Christ. And we're asking anyone else where a praise report will come forth at this
time. Glory to God. This is Ambassador Stith from Arkansas. And I just wanted to come on the line this morning to let everybody know that my Redeemer lives. Glory to God. I woke up this morning with my mind on the Lord, and I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's my praise this morning. And I can lift up both of my arms, and I can say, thank you, thank you, thank you. I know my Redeemer lives, and I thank God that I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. And I know if there is anything too hard for God, that God can handle a situation. And I woke up this morning with my mind saying, when it's too hard for me, it's just right for God. And so this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice, and I'm glad in it. I'm going to praise in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank him that I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. So I want to encourage all the saints of God, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and let the King of glory come in. Because when the King comes in, hallelujah, something will happen in the atmosphere. God bless all of you. Have a wonderful, magnificent, and glorious, and prosperous, and sanctified holy day in the Lord.
They may be. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God.
I don't know how many felt the stirring in the spirit, but I felt the stirring in the spirit. From our sister, that came forth. Anyone else have a praise report this morning? Praise the Lord. Don't let no praise you today, man. I'll come on with the praise report. How wonderful God will bless you. Just another day.
Come on, saints. Who else has a praise report?
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord that on yesterday was my auntie's birthday, and she had a nice birthday. She's a dialysis patient.
We
do some little special things for her, and I just thank the Lord for that. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me and my family in your prayers. God bless you.
Jesus, look on.
And God bless you abundantly. We're asking anyone else who has a praise prayer to take your phone off of the mic because you give a praise prayer.
All right, can we have another one?
Everybody. A terrific Tuesday. This Ambassador Charlotte Gray. I am standing in proxy for my homegirl. We prayed for her last week. Her brother is a quadriplegic in Omaha, and he had pneumonia in his bloodstream. The surgery went well. They went ahead and did surgery on him. I spoke with her yesterday, and he is doing well. So we are very grateful to God. I told her the first group is standing in proxy praying for him. So I just want to tell you guys he did well. His breathing is doing good. So I'm so grateful to the first group for praying for people who we do not know, but we know a God who is everywhere. So I'm so grateful for the first group. God bless y'all. Back in your hands.
God bless you, Sister Gray. Sister Gray. Thank God for that praise report. Anyone else have a praise report?
Good morning. This is Ambassador Frierson, area code 616. I thank the Lord for saving me, sanctifying me, and filling me with the Holy Ghost. I just thank the Lord for another day's journey whereof I'm happy. I'm just glad to be in the land of the living. God is just awesome. I thank God for just blessing me and how he's taking care of me. And I thank God for just being on a break. It's good to have a job, but it's also good to have a break or have a vacation. And I'm just requesting the prayers of the saints. Thank you.
Touch him. Touch him.
This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas, area code 325. I praise God this morning for another time he's allowed me to wake up. Clothed in my right mind with activities of my limbs. I praise God for just being God, for his renewed mercy that he's given every morning. I thank God for all that he's done for me. I thought about the song said, after all that I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy weighed in my soul. And truly, I praise God because the joy of the Lord is my strength. I feel strengthened on today how I love him deep down in my spirit. He continuously keep doing great things for me over and over again. I love each and every one of you on this morning. Continue to be blessed in the Lord. God bless you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador Joaquin Carr in Texas, area code 832. I just thank the Lord for blessing me to see another day. I thank him for protecting me all during the night, me and my family. It's just a beautiful thing and a miracle to see another day. And I just thank him on today. And I just thank the Lord for this prayer line, for everyone on this prayer line. And y'all have a beautiful day in the Lord. And God bless you all. And I love you, love you, love you. Thank you, God.
Let me go down. That's it for me.
God bless you, Ambassador Watson, and thank you. I accept that for the God's blessing that came from you for us to have a wonderful time in the Lord for today. I'm asking if there are any more praise reports this morning.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stern calling this morning from North Chicago, Illinois, and I'm sitting here on the side of my bedroom giving God the glory, the praise that I could get up by myself, I could walk by myself, I could do everything in Christ Jesus. I do honor the Lord this morning. I honor him every day and all during the day. The songwriters say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth, and I make sure that those words are true in my life and in my heart. I just want to make a praise report. Past couple of weeks, I have put, amen, an elderly deacon on the prayer list by the name of Deacon Ford, and there was a toss between 50-50 if he would take dialysis or not, but I thank and praise God today that Deacon Ford is living out of the hospital, and last night in North Chicago, they dedicated a street in his behalf, so I give God the glory and honor for that, because that family is very dear to me, and I praise God for what he has done, and he's doing well. He even spoke to me on the phone, and I thank God for the blessings and for the first fruit prayer line that lifted him up before the Lord in our behalf. God bless everyone on this morning, and may you have a very blessed day. God bless.
Wait, Evangelist Palmer, go ahead. All right, is there anybody else who has a prayer, a praise report?
This is Sheila Brown, 913. Good morning.
Right.
I would like to just thank you all for praying for the McCullough family. That goes my brothers and sisters. I have 13 brothers and sisters and 55 nieces and nephews right here in Wyandotte County. And I thank you all. I praise the Lord that I was able to put the family on the list, because a few days in a row, some of those family members said, we've been so blessed to be on that prayer line, and we haven't said anything. We just listen and trying to find out how things go. But I thank the Lord, because some of those people could have been hard-hearted and listened to the voice of
the line is breaking up. We can't hear you too well. Sister Brown.
Some of the people want to miss it, so they want to identify you with the rest of the family. So I just praise God for the people that are obedient and got the line of the seed to be on the line. God bless everyone.
All right. Go ahead, Evangelist Palmer.
Well, God bless you, Sister Brown, and we thank you, praise God, for your praise report today that you brought forth. What a blessing. Some of it wasn't quite sure because your phone was breaking up.
I'm so sorry. Could you hear me now?
We can hear you now. Keep it just like that. Keep it like it
does. Yes, praise God. I was just thanking the Lord for the McCullough family. I have 13 brothers and sisters right here in Wyandotte County and 55 nieces and nephews, and you all been praying for the McCullough family. And last week, some of them came to me, not knowing that they were on the line, came to me and said, Sheila, we enjoyed the line last night. So I just want to thank the Lord that you all pray with me and for my family. God bless you all.
Thank you. Thank you. We thank you.
Thank
praise
you, the Lord.
Wonderful praise report. That truly is an encouragement to hear that others are coming to the Lord, because you know the Lord tells us that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And when we pray, the laborers come forth. We thank God for all the praise reports that have come forth on this morning. And I'm turning back over to you, Dr. Johnson, unless you want me to take some more.
Oh, I'm good right there. Thank you so much. Evangelist Palmer, you did a wonderful job. Thank you so much. Amen. God is blessing the saints of God. Many of you have been blessed, but you haven't told of his goodness. The Bible says, make known his deeds before the people. Psalm 105. So, we're looking forward to you making. Is there anybody else who wants to make known his deeds before we move? Jump in there right now. Give me a moment. Anyone? All right. God bless you. Be ye also ready. Be ye also ready. God bless you. I'm ready to receive prayer requests this morning. Amen. And I just thank God for you. Thank God for our new ambassador. I'm going to announce them in just a few minutes here. But I want you to open the line right now and let's get our prayer request. Amen. Who will volunteer? Amen. We got so many new ambassadors. Amen. And looking for them to step in. Amen. Who will announce the prayer request and take them and get
praise prayer? The Lord, Pastor Stern. God bless you, Mother Stern, new mother of the nation. And I'm ready this morning to pray, Chief. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's in my spirit to pray this morning for the people of God. Amen. Praise God. And if you don't mind if I take the prayer request this morning, I will be honored to.
Please do. Please do. Amen. The line is in your hands.
Praise the Lord, saints. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can I get somebody to say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
The Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Wake up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so this morning. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. This is not a dead line. This is a live line. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I often hear our chief say, you don't know who's listening on the line. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Praise God. You don't know who needs prayer, who needs this line. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You don't know who needs the line. I need the line. You need the line. I may not need it as bad as one day, but then there comes the time I need it. I need it. I need it. I need it. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. This is our prayer. The day is Tuesday. Amen. The last Tuesday in the month of June. What an awesome God. We're almost at the six-month margin of the year. Amen. 6 months of the end of this week. On Thursday will be the last day of the month, and we honor God today. Amen. And I just want to take the prayer request, and who will be first? You're on the line.
This is Sister Lucille. I'm asking the saints to pray for me. That I keep having dizziness, and I have an unspoken request. God bless you.
Amen. All right, who else?
This is Ambassador Johnson.
and I'm requesting prayer.
I'm sorry, it's a little muzzle for some reason. I know it's not my phone, but it's like the system is a little muzzle today. I didn't get your name. Would you tell me again, please?
Ambassador Watson Cobb.
I thought so. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you this morning, Mother. Amen. Your prayer request?
Yes, I request prayer for our Chief Ambassador Johnson and Lady Betty.
All right.
Ambassador Peterson and Traveling Grace Club. It's in the Adrian Hall. They also spoke.
Who's speaking? Amen. I was still writing. Is this Ambassador? Is this Praise the Lord. Give me your name, please.
Ambassador Peterson.
Ambassador Peterson. Amen. Now, would you speak a little
James,
slow for me?
Traveling
All right.
Loving me at your home. Traveling grace for loving me at your home.
What's the prayer request, Mother?
Traveling grace for loving me at your home.
Traveling grace. Did you say I hear some turbulence? I know y'all hear that too.
Yes.
Y'all hear that turbulence?
Yes, ma'am.
And it surely makes it. The devil is a liar when you hear all of that, and you got to stop it. Mess with the anointing. Traveling grace and mercy.
For Mother Lee at your home, traveling grace.
For Mother Holmes.
Yes, and it's unspoken for me.
All right. Praise the Lord. Every unspoken request that we have on this line, if God has blessed you and made his deeds made among you, please come back with a prayer request. Amen. I mean, with a praise report that the unspoken, amen, has been revealed. Amen. It's hard to pray for unspoken because you don't know what you're praying for. Make sure that it's lined up with the word of God. Amen. I don't want to pray for something in your heart and you want somebody to have malice and don't want to forgive. I don't want to pray like that. Amen. Unspoken, amen. I believe on this prayer line we can bless and trust one another to let us know what we're praying for. Amen. Amen. I just have a problem with that sometimes because if I'm praying, I don't want unspoken to be evil doing. Amen. Praise
yes.
the Lord.
Amen.
Who am I speaking with this morning?
Still, Sister Peterson. Can I add another one, please?
You got another prayer request,
yes,
Ambassador Peterson?
For Randall Lyons. He got the blood clot and he had a stroke.
Who was the name?
Randall Lyons. Randall? Yes, ma'am.
I'm just going to put Randall. Amen. And one of the things I hope Chief Ambassador doesn't stop by me sharing a couple of things. If you have a prayer request and you feel that that prayer request might be somebody's name and they don't want it to get out, just give us the first name and we won't worry about the last name. You know, if you mention anybody like an attorney, a doctor, or anything, just say the doctor. Don't even mention the name of the state. That's just where it won't be anything that will be liable against you and Chief Ambassador. Amen? Just give the first name, and we'll be all right with that. Amen? God knows the last name. Sometimes you have to be very careful on an open line, such as the First Fruit Prayer line, about giving first and last name. Amen. God bless you all. I hope you take that in consideration. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if it's somebody on the line that we know, that's different, you know. But if it's somebody we don't know and you're giving a praise report and you're telling what this person did and that person did, you don't want to fall into a situation that someone hear it and go back and tell the wrong story. We just want to pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's wisdom for you. Amen. What is the next prayer request? I got to move on. Amen.
Sheila Brown.
Sheila Brown. I heard Sheila Brown first.
Good morning, Sheila Brown. I just want to add my mother, Bobby McCullough, to the prayer list, please.
All right. She don't mind you telling her whole name.
Amen. No, she doesn't.
All right. I just want to be, because if I'm praying, I don't want Miss McCullen calling me up. Amen.
She wants
me up, because I pray in the spirit. Listen,
amen.
For healing.
Yes,
Jessa,
amen. Yes, ma'am.
For healing. Or just
healing.
General, all right.
Healing. Yes. Thank
all
you.
All right. All right. God bless you. Is that it?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're so welcome. The next prayer request, please.
Good morning, Mother Stern.
Good morning, sweetheart, Ambassador Gray.
I want to put on the prayer request Henry, if you want to lift him up in the name of Jesus. He needs prayer.
All right. Just general prayer.
He needs,
all right.
He needs
Does
prayer.
Henry need salvation?
Yes, that was my next
right.
thing. So I know that was in agreement. That was my next thing. Thank you, ma'am.
Uh-huh. All right. The next prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Frierson, area code 616. I would like to request prayer for a trip. Mom, she's having brain surgery and difficulties with the insurance company.
Did you say Chris's mom?
Yes.
Chris's mom and
Trip, T-R-I-P-P.
Oh, T-R-I-T-T. Trip mom.
Mm-hmm.
Trip the mom.
Yes.
And problems with
brain surgery
planes.
And the insurance company. She's
all right.
Problems with the insurance company, and she's
all right. We prayed for that. I got that. Thank you, Ambassador Frierson. Amen.
You.
The
God
next
bless
prayer.
You.
God bless you today. Have a blessed day. Next prayer request, please.
This is Brother Lonnie.
Kansas. Brother Lonnie.
Good morning, Mother Stern.
Good morning, Brother Lonnie.
Good morning to you. God bless.
God bless you. Your prayer request, sir.
Yes, I thank everyone for their prayers through my trials and tribulation already. God has been working in my life, and I thank him for all the prayers that have gone forth. On today, I'm just praying that I continue to be strengthened in the Lord and that I may be able to continue to do his will. And I thank you for today. Amen.
All right. God bless you, Brother Lonnie. Amen. I'm going to take a couple of more, and I'm ready to pray. Amen. Anybody else? Is there another prayer request?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Who's speaking? Is someone on the line for a prayer request? Amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody ready for prayer? Everybody have your request in. Praise
mm-hmm.
the Lord. Is there another
yes.
prayer request?
It's Mother Wilson.
Mother Wilson?
Yes, I'm requesting prayer for me, and I'm sorry I'm waking up late as I've been going through quite a little thing there. And also, I'm requesting prayer for my husband, he's going to a colonoscopy this morning that the Lord will bring him through it all right.
All right, Mother. You woke up on time. You needed that rest.
Thank you.
You didn't
Jesus.
Wake up too late. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Mike Knight.
Hi, good morning.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Good morning.
I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning, and I'd like to pray for Pastor Johnson and his wife, Betty Johnson, and my pastor, Mr. Pastor Jerry Roach.
All right.
My little puppy, Chloe, having her shot today. So, just pray for her shot that she gets today. And I love y'all all, and y'all all have a blessed day.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Knight, and you have a blessed day as well. Amen. I'm at 9 requests, and all of them have A, B, and C. I'm going to take one more so I can get into the spirit and be fair with everyone for their prayer request. Is there one more prayer request that I'm taking? Amen. Anybody else have a prayer request? Well, praise the Lord. God bless you all this morning. Amen. We give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. And as we come before his presence this morning, oh, God, we ask in your name this morning that you would create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Lord, we pray that you purge us. We pray, oh, God, that when we pray that there is no animosity, no guile, no sin, let us come with a pure heart and lifting up holy hands before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before your presence this morning because in your presence is fullness of joy. And we know, oh God, that we're coming as empty vessels before a full fountain. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunged beneath the flood lose all their guilt and shame. And God, we come before you with prayers and thanksgiving this morning. We just first want to come again and thank you for another day's journey. Oh, God, we thank you for waking us up this morning and clothing our right mind. Oh, God, we just thank you, oh, God, because we slept last night, oh, God, and you kept your loving arms of protection around us. And you sent an angel to every last one of us, oh, God, that we would wake up, oh, God, and sleep good through the night in the mighty name of Jesus. And now, oh God, we come to christen and to bless the first fruit prayer line in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for the first fruit prayer line. And as we come, God, we lift up the leader before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning there have been several, oh God, that has been baptized this morning. And we know that it's only right, God, that we lift him up before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning we pray that you touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. And, oh, God, we pray that you touch everything that you put in his hands to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for good health, Lord God. We lift him up before you, Lord God, and we pray, oh, God, that everything in him and within his beings is all right, Lord God. We lift it up to the great physician, and you are the great physician, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch everything you put in his hands to do. Oh God, remember his church family, Amazing Grace. Oh God, the things that is needed, oh God, for the kingdom in Kansas City for Dr. Bernard Johnson. We touch and agree this morning, oh God, that all is well, like the Shunammite woman would say. All is well, saith the Lord. But God, we know that we need some earthly things. Our heavenly realm is all right with you. But oh God, the earthly things that we need down here, we know that you are compassionate, God. And we pray, oh God, that you meet every need for our chief ambassador. And God, we lift up Lady Betty, Ambassador Lady Betty, to you, Lord. And we thank you that you gave us such a sweet and humble first lady for the first fruit prayer line. And God, we pray today, oh God, that you heal a body inside and out. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come against her. And God, we plead the blood over the first family this morning. In the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the owner job. Oh, God, continue to have favor for her, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Bless her going out and bless her coming in. Oh, God, this morning, remember the children, her child, the Demetria, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch her husband, and touch their children. Oh, God, remember Bree today. We lift her up before you, their granddaughter that is in the service, serving our country. God, let her come out like pure gold. We come against the fiery darts of the enemy that would like to, God, throw after her. And we come and pull down every stronghold that come against her in the name of Jesus. And now, God, as we lifted up the first family, we pray for their sisters and their brothers, their nieces and their nephews. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, their cousins, if they have aunts and uncles still alive, we pray for them.
And
the in-law, oh, God. Oh, glory to God this morning. We lift up our first family. We touch and agree this morning. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, as we continue to pray for your people, Lord God, Sister Lucille this morning, she asked, oh, God, that we pray for the dizziness that is coming against her. We pray, oh, God, that she eat right, that she sleep well, in the name of Jesus, that she take her time before she get up, so she won't be dizzy. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, let her anoint herself over her head. She's been instructed not only by, oh, God, that Ambassador Johnson is a leader on the First Fruit prayer line, but he's also her shepherd, and I know he has instructed her how to pray for herself and anoint herself in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And that unspoken request is all wrapped up in this prayer. And God, we pray when unspoken will be revealed, and it'll be spoken in the name of Jesus, that God did it. Oh, Lord, we pray that they come back, oh, God, like the leper came back and told the Lord, thank you for healing my body. Oh, God, this morning we pray for Ambassador Cobbs. We thank you for the woman of God. Oh, God, this morning we're praying that she acts also, God. We thank you, oh, God, that she has a heart for Chief Ambassador and Ambassador Lady Betty, in the name of Jesus. And also, God, Sister Mike Knight asks for the same prayer. And every last one of us on here have the same prayer for our ambassadors. Oh, God, Chief Ambassadors, and for everybody else. And God, because of that, I want you to touch Ambassador Cobbs and give her a special blessing. Oh, God, I know she have favor in the name of Jesus. And now, God, remember Ambassador Peterson. Remember her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, a prayer request is for traveling mercy. Oh, God, and traveling grace in the name of Jesus. For Mother Holmes this morning, oh, God, we know that you sent an angel on the run when we come, oh, God, and travel, whether it be on the highway, the byway, in the air, on the land, in the sea, traveling mercy, oh, God. We need to pray, oh, God, even if we're leaving out of our homes just to go to the grocery store around the corner. They say the worst accidents is just 10 minutes away from home. But God, we bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus. And we're going to change the report and say no accidents in the name of Jesus. Remember, Lord God, oh, God, Randa, with a blood clot. Oh, God, we see it in the spirit. Spirit, wherever it is, Lord, we pray that it move in the name of Jesus. Blood clock, we command you by the power of the Holy Ghost, move from Brother Randa. You can't stay there and move and let the blood flow like it's supposed to flow in the name of Jesus. And Lord, remember Ambassador Peterson, unspoken request in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I suggest to her and everybody else, whatever unspoken request you have, write it down in your diary, in your book, in your Bible, and unspoken, and ask